practices only discontinued last year. A South California car wash mogul cited for cheating more than 800 workers and destroying evidence will pay $4.2 million in back wages and penalties after a two-year court battle with federal authorities over failing to pay his workers minimum wage or overtime at a dozen car washes in Orange, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM. They're in decisions about their protections. A 162-page report by the advocacy group Fortify Rights, based on testimony from 254 survivors, officials, and workers over a 21-month period, has found that the campaign of mass slaughter, rape, and village burnings in Rakhine State against the Rohingya Muslims was the combination of months of meticulous planning by the security forces. Fortify Rights named 22 military and police officers who should be referred to the International Criminal Court on charges of genocide. FBI's Inspector General has recommended in the wake of Flint, Michigan's water crisis that monitoring be shored up by the agency. After the 1992 election, 15 of the 20 most manufacturing-intensive congressional districts in America were represented by Democrats. Today, all 20 are held by Republicans. In the latest scandal at Wells Fargo, the bank is now refunding millions to customers that were charged add-on fees for products that they did not fully understand. They are also being investigated by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for these practices, only discontinued last year. A South California car wash mogul cited for cheating more than 800 workers and destroying evidence will pay $4.2 million in back wages and penalties after a two-year court battle with federal authorities over failing to pay his workers minimum wage or overtime at a dozen car washes in Orange, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.